for knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Got a bunch of issues going on. One of the biggest problems we have in Afghanistan is that our definition of winning the war is to replace all American, all NATO military forces with Afghan forces. And the plan is to slowly do this. Americans leave, Afghanis come in terms of their ability to deal with security in their own country. And there's only one problem, because these Afghan trainees keep on killing Americans. Last week, one of the top American commanders decided to suspend the training. Just, we're done. We're not going to do this right until we figure this out. And so the suspension of the training of new Afghan local police, now that's important, is we separate out local police from the security forces and the army. This is local police, which, by the way, you have to have. And local police there are simply part of the big picture. Now, you wouldn't have, I mean, can you imagine that local police here be trained by military? Well, there's no other way of doing it over there. They don't have the police academies the way we do here. It just doesn't exist. So, in a stretch of 1 week in August, five trainers were gunned down by local police trainees. And this has been a problem for a long time. It is just getting worse and worse. So all Afghan forces have been suspended. The training, that's it. We're done at this point for a month until we figure out what's going on. And what it has done is that the joint operations, U.S. and Afghan troops working side by side, it's finished. It's done this month. There is an exception if it is granted by a commanding general. This order was issued after four American and two Brits were killed over the weekend in these insider attacks. And now what do we do? Well, they're going to try to deal with this by rescreening the recruits, the police recruits, figuring out, do they have connections in Pakistan? Where are the holes of where they've lived over the past several years? See, right now, village elders nominate the locals to be in the local police. And this is hugely flawed. No kidding. And Americans have learned the hard way. And now the vetting gets very, very serious. Here's the part that is also scary, is that this transfer of power over to Afghan military and local police is the linchpin of our plans for Afghanistan to be out by 2014. And it includes the Afghan army, and it includes the national police, and it includes the local police. Now, you know, this has been going on for a while. It's not as if the problem hasn't always been there. As a matter of fact, Brian Suits yesterday was talking about this to Gary, and he said, here's the surprise, because this has been successful for a very long time, and why the Taliban, the insurgents, haven't really ramped this up until now. There's the surprise. I mean, we've done a fairly good job of dealing with the IEDs. And whenever there is an attack, just a frontal attack, Americans do very well. They're trained better. They have better equipment, that sort of thing. But I don't know, and they don't know, and it may be impossible to defend against a trainee coming in with loaded weapons just to turn around and start shooting up the place. And is the answer, you don't give them weapons, loaded weapons, and have them pretend? Well, you can't do that either. There's been problems with this program, this joint training program, since the beginning. There's been thievery. There's been extortion. And that's the good stuff. And now it's just murder. And this is amongst Afghanis who are supposed to replace Americans. And the program is being spun as a success, although everyone knows that it's not. So what's the takeaway here? Well, it looks like all of this is a waste of time. It looks like we leave and Afghanistan is going to go into a cataclysmic political situation. Civil war. It's as if we're not going to be there. So Obama has said the U.S. is going to leave by 2014. So there's only two answers to that. There's only two ways out. Number one, we stay longer than that if we truly want the job finished, or we leave without the country being ready to leave for us to leave, which I think is going to happen. And then now what? It's like we haven't been there. It's like Vietnam. 50,000 American lives. Unbelievable amount of money relative to today's dollars, and it's as if we were never there. And I think that's going to happen here. And that's a shame because it was legitimate to go in. But sometimes when you're dealing with these people around the world, there simply is no answer. We can't deal the way we live and our freedoms and our philosophy and what we want for the world. You know what? It's a losing battle, guys. We're just losing. Very depressing. Very depressing. You can jump off of it.